Number 2585, Cody Collins. Let the record show that Mr. Passwaters will also recuse himself from this. Go ahead. Okay, thank you. All right.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape and hardscape business to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 48 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north and south sides of Dots Road, which is Sussex County Route 415B, the east and west sides of Fireman's Road, which is Sussex County Route 413, and the north side of Parker Road, which is Sussex County Route 415, approximately 0.426 miles south of Cypress Road, which is Route 54. The 911 address is 22009 and 37472 Dots Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 333, Map 15, Parcel 7.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the deed for the property. We have a copy of the staff analysis reports. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. And we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. And I would note that we have received zero public comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good afternoon. I'm guessing you're Mr. Collins.
Yes.
Give us your name. You may have the floor, please.
Cody Collins. I'm the owner of Shore Outdoor Living. So we use this property, same reason Zach does, for guys to show up and go to work. Our guys take their vehicles home. They take their work vehicles home. We try not to store as much as possible on the property. So they take all their vehicles home. There might be maybe three vehicles there during the day, but there are no vehicles there at night. We're just looking for the same, just a home to grow up on that road. It's my family's farm, so we're just looking to use the front part of that 48 acres just to conduct a business and make it look nice around there.
Okay, can you expand a little bit on what exactly you do with your business?
Hardscape Landscape Company. We're a full design build.
Okay.
We do
no retail from this location is proposed. Okay.
Nope.
All right, we'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Yeah, so do you store any chemicals, any fuel, anything like that on site? Or do you expect you will in the next couple of years?
I don't know what the future holds.
Okay. For now, no, though?
No.
Okay.
It would only be fuel if we ever thought of that, but no chemicals, no.
Okay. Do you do any vehicle service maintenance on site?
No, we have it done on site by Pittsville Ford.
Hours of operation, you heard the conversation earlier, so assuming you would be...
I do 6 to 6 works for me.
Or 6 to 7?
7 to 7, yeah. We don't start till 7:30. We're usually at the latest 6 o'clock, 6:30, they're gone.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. sounds reasonable,
yeah,
to me. But
you also do snow removal?
Mm.
I don't think I have any other questions right now.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Did I understand? Did you say you live there or you're going to live there? Is that the,
no.
You don't live there at all?
No, okay. My parents live down the street.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you
family
said
farm.
You grew up in there. Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. Yep, on that road.
I thought you said something about that was going to be your home, but I heard that wrong. So this is strictly just a business location is the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
For your business to live there, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Might have been what you meant.
That's what I meant.
But where you do the hardscapes and whatnot, you're not... You have no intentions of putting in any kind of showroom, any
do you,
kind of...
Do you have... I thought... Did they have the plans there? They had the... Yeah, the
we do have some different... We do have basically what those things are. I just wanted to make sure what your description of that is. I mean, do you think you'll have potential customers coming up, showing them displays, so on and so forth?
We would like to do the displays, but mostly where we're design-build, we bring everybody in, and we do visual 3D walkthroughs of everything, so that limit change orders, all that good stuff. But that's about as far as that would go.
Okay.
We're not selling pavers or anything out there.
You're not. Okay. Well, the reason I asked that is because, you know, I know a lot of different places have displays set up.
Parker.
We have this,
yeah.
Exactly, like Parker Block does.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we actually built theirs. So, no, we just...
So, but with that being said, are you thinking you're going to have a similar thing at your place here?
No, we just want to be able to display to allow clients to select everything so they don't have to make that journey everywhere and then refer them to the distributors to be able to buy it, you know, or we take care of it through the distributor, but we just want to limit the client's process of going multiple places.
I understand.
They would be coming in by appointment, is what you're saying?
Yes, correct. Yes, and we just have visual displays, that's it.
More than workers would be coming there. I'm not trying to set you up as a whole commercial site, but I'm just making sure that as people are coming and going, and it would be few and far between, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, we do large projects, so we don't, it's not like by the masses, no.
Yep, I get it, I get it.
So it sounds like you'll also want a sign? You don't have one?
Yes, please.
No, I just wanted to clear that up, because I, you know, it, the plan looks really nice, and I thought, man, that looks really nice for nobody to ever be able to come see it, so, yeah.
I take things too far.
Okay, all right, I understand.
Yeah, I noticed the pavers as well. Looks like a little fire pit there.
Yeah, yeah, so no, that was, and that's what also threw me to say, is this going to be your house? But I get it now, so that makes a lot of sense. So, all right, beyond that, I think everything else is kind of covered, like, just like the last gentleman.
I just wanted to look presentable around there.
I have a couple questions.
If we're going to do it, you know, represent who we are and the cleanliness of everything around there.
Yep. Okay, and for the record, we need to get a couple other questions answered. Are there any other businesses in the area similar to what you're trying to do, or any kind of business in the area?
No, there's a service station down the street and the general store. That's it.
Okay, so there's a couple businesses that are
Not what we
right. See, we covered the hours, the days. What are we missing? Mr. Whitehouse or Mr. Robertson, do you have any questions?
I don't know if anybody asked about was there going to be any grinding or, mulching or anything that happens on site? Okay.
No, no, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything? Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone is interested in your application.
Thank you.
Is anyone here would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2585, Cody Collins? Is there anyone here would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none. Mr. Collins.
I believe there may be a motion waiting.
Give me one second.
We needed more questions.
Okay, I'm ready. Thank you, Mr. Collins, for transmitting that motion to me. Madam Chair, it's Mr. Collins' motion that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2585 for Cody Collins for a landscaping and hardscaping business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is 48.11 acres of land. The conditional use area will be located on a much smaller area of that larger parcel. Two, the use will generally be used for vehicle storage and a location for employees to meet and depart for off-site work. No landscaping or hardscaping work shall occur on the site. There will be an office building with client meeting areas on the property as well. Three, the site is located within the low-density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of use is appropriate within this area. Four, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping and hardscaping business is consistent with the underlying zoning of agricultural residential. Five, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by this use will also be diminutive. Six, a landscaping and hardscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents and businesses, and it has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Seven, there was no opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a landscaping and hardscaping business that performs off-site landscaping work. Equipment storage and parking related to that use shall be permitted, along with an office and storage building that has space for client meetings. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding and grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6 o'clock a.m. through 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage cleanup, and similar events. E, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements, including entrance and roadway improvements. F, the final site plan shall clearly show the area where this business will be located on the property, including the location of any material storage areas, bins, or display areas. G, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property's setbacks, and no permanently disabled, untitled, or unregistered vehicles, trucks, trailers, or equipment shall be stored on the site. H, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval, and I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2585 Cody Collins. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-0. Next on